Dear friends, tonight we're going to take a look at the shepherd's faith as described here in Luke chapter 2. Thinking about the Christmas pageants that I've been a part of and even the ones that we've had here at Peace, I would think that if you want to be a youth and have an inconspicuous role, kind of hide behind the scenes, you choose being a shepherd. Carol, you say a sheep. What you don't want to be is you don't want to be Mary, because everyone's going to have their eyes on you, and whatever you do, it's going to be documented. And probably for the same reason, you don't want to be Joseph, because everyone's watching you. That's one of the lead roles. Probably one of the better roles that doesn't have to sing so much or be that engaged as other roles would be the wise men. You have to sing that song, We Three Kings. And there is a speaking part, but it's not too intense. I don't think you want to be an animal, because your sibling will talk about it for the entire year and rib you a little bit. And you definitely don't want to be an angel because the spotlight's on you and you have that key phrase. Remember? Fear not, here at Peace. What, Kai, do you remember that one? Fear not, yes. If you goof that one up, everyone will know. So if you're a shepherd, you can kind of hide back behind the scene and just kind of mix in with the scenery behind you. So for that reason, yeah, hands down, you probably pick a shepherd if you kind of want to be in the program, but not really front and center. However, what I'd like to bring up tonight as we take a look at the shepherd's faith in Luke chapter 2 is that they didn't play a really minimal role here in the message of Jesus being born. They had a central part. And in fact, in my message tonight, what I'd like to share is that what they did, three things that they did, are three things that you and I can do in our lives. We can pattern ourselves after the shepherds. And these three things build one on top of the other. The first thing the shepherds did was that they heard the message. They heard the message. In our text here, I believe it's in verse 11, the angels are speaking and they say this to the shepherds. Today, in the town of David, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. Then if you jump down to verse 15, we find out that they heard the message because the shepherds say to one to another, the text tells us, that they went to where? To Bethlehem. They heard the message. Now, I don't know about you, but in the days that we're living in, hearing the message or hearing a message is oftentimes very confused or confusing. Here's an example. A wife tells her husband, please pick up the kids at 3, please pick up the children at 3:30 at the school. What's the message that the husband hears? I've got to go to the grocery store and pick up chicken at 3:30. A husband tells his wife, I'm going to watch the game in about a half hour. What does the wife hear? Uncle Gus is coming over and we're going to have pizza. We're not very good at hearing messages. Why is that? Because they'll say this, messages are going at a faster rate than they ever had. The average person hears, gets about, say, 5 to 10 messages every single hour. We're inundated, and that's why we're not so good at hearing the message. The shepherds heard the message. What a mistake it'd be in this text if the shepherds thought, oh, they said, go to Jericho. There's where the baby's going to be. Or let's go to Jerusalem. That's where he's going to be born. Or it's going to happen in 3 weeks. No, they heard the message. Today, in the city of David, a Savior will be born. Hearing is so important, just taking to heart the message that a Savior is born. How awesome is that? But that one thing that they did built upon a second thing, and that is a beautiful thing, and that is this. They let that message that a Savior had been born, they let that change them inside. Where do we see that? In verse 9, the text says, I don't know if you caught the emotions here that describes these shepherds, but it says that they were terrified. Actually, in the translation we had here, which is, I believe, the English Standard Version, It says that they were with great fear, I think is what it says, what I read. If you skip on down to verse 20, in a 24-hour period, you see their emotions change. And what's said here of them is that they're glorifying and praising the Lord, all in a 24-hour period. What just a major change. And what I think of as I read about that change, was thinking about it today, was Linus and his blanket in Charlie and the Christmas pageant with the peanuts. You know this, I shared it just a few years ago, I believe, on a Christmas message. And that is that Linus is that one, that character in Peanuts that has that blanket that he's just got to have at all times. It's a security blanket. Episode after episode is about the characters, especially Sally, trying to separate Linus from his blanket, and it never works. Now, it's interesting in the Christmas pageant that Linus, for the only time in all the Peanuts cartoons, Linus separates himself from the blanket. When does it happen? It's when Linus is speaking Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. The role of the shepherds. Linus, in this episode, drops the blanket and separates himself. I think Charles Schulz was saying something. He was commenting. No longer cling to your worries or fears. Cling to Jesus. The shepherds had a change like Linus here in this text. From terrified. Now here's some other translations. The NIV has that word described as terrified. What I read here was with great fear. Some of you who know the King James Version, remember what it says there? Sore afraid. That's it. That's exactly it. What it says in the actual Greek is it doubles the word. In other words, it said that they were fearing with great fear. They were really scared is what it's saying. It's incredible. And then at the end, it says that they were glorifying and praising. That's what the message did to them. It changed their entire outlook. They let the message affect their heart. And my friends, today that message can affect our heart, no matter where you are right now heading into Christmas. If it's fear, that can change to joy. If it's downright being scared about something, that can change to great confidence. If it's just being pessimistic, that can change to great optimism. When the message takes effect that Jesus has been born for us and Jesus has been born for you, he is your Savior. But the shepherds didn't keep it there. They jumped to a third thing that they did. It built on the second thing, which was they let the message sink into their heart. The third thing that they did was they shared it. Verse 17 says that they spread the word about the message that they had heard about this child. They spread the word. Isn't it interesting that the very first people that share the news that Jesus has been born, that's not the wise men. It's these shepherds. We don't even know their names. We don't know where they came from. They're not really that famous. Like I said, these are probably nomadic shepherds. There were some other kinds of shepherds, people that owned sheep and they'd hired out to be watched. But see, the little detail here that says that they're watching them by night tells us these are nomadic shepherds wandering around the hills. They probably don't have the greatest reputation. My friends, tonight, there are 7 billion people that live on the earth, and you're one of them. I'm one of them too. And that may seem like we're insignificant in everything. But the truth is that we can do exactly what these shepherds have done. Our names probably won't be remembered by our descendants in 3 or 4 generations. The accomplishments that we have probably won't last but 2 or 3 generations, let's say. But see, we can do exactly what these shepherds have done in our own families, in just the dinners that we have over Christmas and the time that we have with our loved ones in the weeks ahead. Just 3 simple things, the things the shepherds have done. They heard the message. They let it affect their heart. And they shared it with someone else. If we just did one of those things, what a difference it would make. I read this morning that in 1961, the very first person went into space. It was not an American. I thought it. Do you know who that was? Yeah, I didn't want to say the name because I know I'd butcher it and I'd get a bunch of emails from online viewers and so forth. So I didn't want to say the name. But the interesting thing about the story is that the Russian premier, Khrushchev, made a statement when this man entered into space. Do you know what that statement was? I have a great statement to make, the Russian premier said. We have discovered that there is no God, he said. Khrushchev said this. What a tremendous mistake to make, to think that God would be up in air and in space. What a tremendous mistake to follow astronauts, so these famous astronauts. See, we don't do that. We follow dirty, dirty, unnamed shepherds. They didn't point to the sky and to space. They pointed to a manger and a stable down below us, even beneath us. God came in human flesh in the babe named Jesus. We follow those shepherds, and we do what they did in doing these simple things. Amen.